Time now for your letters. Many people wrote to say that they enjoyed our story on Flying Like Peter Pan with Peter Foy. Noni Heisteck wrote that for all his however many years, Mr. Simon sounded like he was still about 6 years old. I suppose that's what Peter Pan and Mr. Foy do for us, remind us of the genuine six-year-old that lives in all of us. Jane Blecker of Manhattan, New York, not Kansas, writes, "You have no idea how envious I am. I actually stomped my foot and terrified my cats by yelling, 'Damn it, that's what I've been dying to do all my life.'" Allie Furlow's attempt to drive a Hummer seemed to hit a nerve among many. Tim Reardon, also over the internet, wrote, "I recently parked next to a Hummer 2 and marveled at the expanse of steel and rubber which could be contained in a single parking stall. I felt impudent with my little Land Rover sitting next to this Terminator on wheels. I took heart, though, when your reporter said the Hummer gets 14 miles to the gallon. The Land Rover only gets 12. Hugh Stevens of the internet pointed out a missed opportunity during the Brawny Man contest interview. When I asked what would happen if the Brawny Man met Mr. Clean, Mr. Stevens wrote the answer was obvious. Our guy, the Brawny Man, would wipe the floor with him. Now, late last month, we went down to the National Mall to check out the Solar Decathlon, a competition where university teams built 14 houses designed to run exclusively on solar power. Michael Brandemuhl of Boulder, Colorado, heard that story and wrote, "As lead faculty advisor for the University of Colorado team, I was amused by your comments about our school's reputation. The university has changed a bit. With 3 Nobel laureates, 5 MacArthur Fellows, 27 members of the National Academy of Science and National Academy of Engineering, 19 Rhodes Scholars, 15 shuttle astronauts, and many academic programs ranked among the best in the nation, we have more than brew pubs, mountains, and a football team." Several people wrote in about our interview with the editor-in-chief of Epicurious.com to ask if she really meant to say that the amount of salt for salted water was, quote, 1/4 salt to 3 parts water. That would be pretty salty. The actual recipe, we're told, is 1 tablespoon of salt for every 4 quarts of water. We welcome your comments, salty and otherwise, here at wesat@npr.org. If you want to write an actual letter, we could be reached at Weekend Edition Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name.